Hey, sister, welcome to Holistic Moms. It is a fun day today. Okay, today is the day of my first live workshop. It's my Find More Time workshop. This is where we will decrease our stress and anxiety and find more time and energy as we raise kingdom kids. Are you in it? Will I see you later? Or maybe I already saw you, depending on when you're listening to this. But sister, if you are listening to this within the week of March 19th, then I have a super sweet deal for you. First, you can go to www.theshanwright.com/time. Register for the replay of the workshop. The freebies and the replay will be sent right to your inbox. Plus, my wellness accountability coaching, where we will take a deep dive into all of these things like wellness, belief systems, goals, how to get unstuck, all of it is on BOGO sale right now this week. So go to bit.ly/ShanWright, right with the W, to jump right in. But hurry, don't wait. The sale is only good through Friday, March 22nd. And I know you are stressed and you don't know where to start. So I'm telling you, start here. Don't miss out on this incredible buy one, get one free deal. This is incredible. And today, as we get started on this episode, I will share with you one very simple strategy and the first place that I go to overcome the overwhelm. It's definitely a note-taking one. So take some notes, notes on your phone. That works great too. So are you ready? Let's go to battle. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. Okay, it was last August at the start of the school year and the ending of summer. It was a big transition where I was at a complete overwhelmed standstill. There was so much I wanted to do and so many feelings attached to all of it. I felt called into podcasting and coaching, which is a new business. I already had a wellness business. I'm also a stay-at-home mom to four, and with my youngest only going 3 half-days a week to school. I also had some goals I was trying to hit for August that did not happen. So I was also discouraged in this overwhelmed, stressed-out state. And when I would usually not know where to go and what to do, and that would result in irritation and snapping and yelling and a stressed out mom and trying to do it all, I would feel this overwhelm with life and these feelings, but not know what to do with them. So I would not address them. And I would think, this is just life, right? This is mom life. This is the mom life that everyone else is stressed out about too. We're told we're supposed to be stressed out and overwhelmed and on this hot mess express together, right? We're on it together. And so I made it. I'm here. It's part of the role. Can you relate to that? Like just stuffing this feeling that you have? I'm sure you can. Like, and we know that these feelings are telling us a message. They are linked to a dream or relationships, a goal, maybe desires, like desire to lose more weight or the desire for more energy or time, or even expectations of what motherhood was supposed to look like or be like. And we know we need to address these things and all the feelings that are attached, but we just push it off because it didn't make the to-do list today again. And we call this, like, we're fighting in survival mode. We are in survival mode, and this is just how we do this thing called motherhood, because these people need me. All these people around me, they need me, and I am their mother. Hear me roar. I am needed. And so there isn't anything left for just me right now in this survival season. So sis, there's a lot to address here. And in the next few episodes, I will try and address most of it. And I'm also addressing some of this in my free Find More Time workshop. I told you about it at the front of the episode. And if you haven't signed up yet and you're listening to this on March 19th, the day of the workshop, or through Friday, March 22nd, then still sign up. Because again, the replay will be sent right to your inbox and you could still win a door prize. Yes, I'm giving away two awesome door prizes. One is giving away while you're on live. But if you're listening to this and you missed the live, then you can still get entered for the second door prize. And believe me, they're amazing. And so go head over to www.theshanwright.com/time, sign up for the workshop, and then you'll get the replay. And what I share in this workshop is literally all of this. It's my mama heart to yours. I'm sharing from my heart. So I would love for you to listen in and to join me. Okay, so what I've learned, the best thing to do with all of this overwhelm and stress is one simple thing. And the good news is you can do it too. And what I've also learned is that when we want more of something, anything, we are told in Matthew to ask, seek, and knock. Yes, from Matthew in the Bible, it says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So we're going to seek and we're going to ask, and then time, energy, joy, everything will be added. He's telling us what we're going to do. He's telling us the simple solution. Just do this, daughter, and it will be added to you. Okay, so I learned this through my wellness journey, which obviously is mostly a spiritual journey. And I learned this, but this practical solution from a mentor of mine. She also has a million kids. And anything I can learn from her, I just soak up. And she calls this process, this solution, unburdening. Because this overwhelm, it's causing a burden. And this burden that is weighing on us, it's stealing from us. It's stealing our time, our energy, our joy, and so on and so forth. It's stealing everything. And so the way that you're going to create more time, find more time, is to steal it back. And Jesus said, he will carry our burden for us. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to give it to him and we're going to tell him all of it. So the one simple thing is to open a journal and write. Yes, you're going to write to God and pour out all your burden, all your overwhelm, your concerns, your questions, your thoughts, your feelings, everything that is weighing you down. You are going to bring it up and put it on the paper before him. You're going to name those feelings. You're going to dig down and find the names of the feelings that you're having and tell him about it. Then you're going to ask him two simple questions. They are, here's the secret sauce here. So this is what you're going to write down, whether you're on your note section of your phone or you have your journal right there. You're going to write down, Lord, what do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? Two very simple questions. So the simple solution is to journal and pray and journal. The second thing that you're going to do within that prayer journaling time is ask these two questions. So these two questions are what we see modeled with Jesus and the disciples in the Bible, which is our guide for life, right? Jesus showed us how to live when he was here on earth, and he showed us and told us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So how do we live in this world? How do we do this thing called life, even this thing called mom life? The way that Jesus did it. The way that Jesus did it is the way to do it best and to follow him, be a disciple of him. So then we look to the disciples, and in the Bible, they often asked him these questions. They would say, teacher, rabbi, what do you say about this? What do you want us to do? What do you want us to know? And they would ask him, honestly seeking after the answers, because they knew he had the answers and they did not. And yes, he was present in front of them, but sister, listen to me. He is with you right now. He is with you. He never leaves you, never forsakes you. He is with you. So just as much as in front of those disciples 2,000 plus years ago, he was with them, he is with you, and you can ask him the same questions. And Jesus told him the answers. He told them, and many times it was through a parable or symbolism, a story, and it had so much deeper meaning, but he would share it with them. So as we go through this process, I don't know what God's going to tell you. I don't know what Jesus is going to show you. It might be a story. It might be a cool vision. It might be something that has a symbol to it. You just take it and you receive it, and you know that it's from God. And you might be just yelling at me right now and saying, but Shan, how do I know what God is saying to me? How do I hear God's voice? How do I pray? How do I know that, you know, what I'm hearing is from God? Like, this is, you know, we all have this question at one point in our spiritual journey or another, right? So first, this is journaling prayer, and we're writing and we're journaling as we're praying. So you have to know and trust that he always wants to communicate with us. He always will show up. And if we go into a time of prayer and we're asking, seeking, and knocking, he will never fail. And how do you know that God is speaking to you through prayer? Well, he speaks through our senses. So we can hear him, we can see him, we can feel him, even through smells, like all of our senses, through someone else, through someone else's words, through his word, the scriptures. There is so many times through an actual rhema. I have told you that an example of that before on the podcast, through nature, which is his creation. He will speak through all of it. So when you ask, seek, and knock, you have to look and listen. You have to listen for the answers, and he will show up because he is a God who wants to speak to you. And if he knows your heart intention is to hear and listen and see and find him, these things will be added to you. If you are seeking the kingdom, these things will be added to you. And I know there's going to be those times when you're like, wait, was that me? Did I hear that? Did I think that myself, or was that from God? Or, you know, we do have a real enemy in this world, okay? And so if it's from the enemy or from just ourselves, it's going to be negative. A lot of times we think negative thoughts of ourselves and we have doubts, right? So if it's something doubtful or negative, then it's not from God. If it is positive, then it's from God. Even if it's a correction, even if it's a way towards repentance, a way towards coming out of something, that isn't of God, it's going to be positive because he is a God of truth and love. He is our counselor. The Holy Spirit is our counselor, and he counsels through truth and love because God is love. So he can't do anything other, right? So know and have faith that if it is positive, it is from God. And you can have confidence that, yes, I hear from God. I heard this positive identity and statement of faith, and that came from God. So just walk into that confidently. And what I want you, as you journal, so journaling prayer, like how does that work together? So you can close your eyes and in your mind's eye, go to a time of picturing. I like to picture Jesus. And then you can have this prayer conversation with him and then write things down, like open your eyes, write something down, and then go back to the eyes closed. I actually like a really dark space. So I usually like cover my head and I picture Jesus and I picture giving him my burden. So speaking it out, writing it all down, physically handing him a paper with it all written down and actually seeing what he does with it. And, you know, I gave it all to him. I gave him my burden. Now, Jesus, what do you say about this burden? And if you are doing this, so not right now, obviously, but as you're doing this later and you feel just silence or you're in the dark, like there's like a dark curtain, you don't see him. There's usually two things happening. One is that there's something that is blocking you from him, like something that's in you that is not of him. And you may need to go into a time of repentance and confession. And my mentor, she actually described it this way, which was such a sweet way to describe it, because you might hear the word repentance and think something negative. Maybe it's like a religious term to you and you're not sure like what that even means. Well, she said, it is just God saying, no, Shan, turn this way. You're going this direction and that's not right. I want you to turn this way and this is the way that you go. The path is here. I want you to take this path. And that is, and then going in that direction, that is repenting. That is turning the other way because he is a loving father. He wants to tell you the right way to go. And so that might be one thing. Another thing might be that there's someone or something you need to forgive. And unforgiveness is like a block. And when we have this burden as well of unforgiveness on us, we have to let that go first before we can get to what's underneath of that and really causing us more stress. So first let go of that burden. Of forgiving someone, and it might be yourself. So be open with that. Pray about those things. Like if you're in the dark, if you're in the silence and you're feeling this isn't working, I'm not hearing or seeing anything, ask God those two questions first. Is there anything that's in me that's not of you? And then is there anyone or anything I need to forgive? Okay. So then once you're in the light and those things are in the light, then you can give him your burden and ask him the two questions and listen for the response. So you can also do this in a two-way journaling form, which I have also learned recently. And I learned this from Mark Verkler in his book, Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice. I highly, highly suggest this book. If you're ever wondering, how do I hear from God? This book. Okay, I think I recommend it to everyone, and I probably have already mentioned it on the podcast before, but Mark Verkler, Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice is an amazing book to do just that. So you can do a two-way journaling form, or you can, as you're in that mind's eye and you're praying, eyes closed and deep looking at Jesus and giving him your burden and hearing and seeing what he does back, telling you what you are to do, to know and to do, then you can open your eyes and write that down, what he said. So you can do it in two different ways. And then here's the hard part. This is all simple, right? The hard part is to then obey. When we walk in obedience to what God says to do, that's where there is peace. That is where there is energy for the day. That is where there is excitement for the day. You know what you're doing. You know what God said to do. And so you can't wait to do it because you know that where He is, there is a life. Where He is, there is time. You realize that God's tasks are on His timetable. So once you know what to do, you're not stressed about the time of the day. You're not overwhelmed by all the things you have to do. You know you have to do that one thing. And if God said to do it, He's going to give you plenty of time to do it. He's going to line it up perfectly. And there is so much peace in that. So you do the thing He tells you to do. Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Okay, mama friend, there it is. Jesus says, when we give it to Him, we will be lighter and we will find rest. So if you want any further help in any of this, we dig deeper in all of this personally and customized in my coaching. So, and the good news is, more good news is that it is on BOGO sale right now. And this sale only runs through Friday, March 22nd. That means you buy one, you get one completely free. There is no code necessary. You just book at my normal coaching link, and anyone who books this week will then get the BOGO deal. Okay, so bit.ly/ShanWright, right with the W. Okay, I hope that blessed you today. I actually know that it did. This has been a game changer for me in feeling overwhelmed. I just go to my journaling time, I go to my prayer time, and I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm asking God. I know what I'm saying to Him, and He comes through every time, every time. And if you are still stuck in this, again, contact me, book me, and we will chat more about it. So until next time, may God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Shalom, shalom. Hey, Wellness Warrior. I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.